Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one. From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. Welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA's NorCal SBDC Center. SBDC stands for Small Business Development Centers. Each SBDC center has certified business advisors that help small business owners with training and even one-on-one consulting for free. That's right, for free. Any small business can get this help. Yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned businesses know about these services too. To learn more about the Inclusivity Project, go to theinclusivityproject.com. Our guest today is Mr. Sam Washington, the current president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and Ambril Shanks, executive director for the Center for Entrepreneurial Development. How do you do, Ambril and Sam?
Good morning. Hi.
Well, I do great.
Hey, bro.
I'm excited to have you guys on the show because there's so many interesting things for you to talk about. But before we get into that, Sam, I want people to know, who is Sam Washington, or shall I say formerly Samuel Washington? Who are you, Sam?
Well, actually, the good news is it's still Samuel Washington. It's just that so many people knew me as Sam Washington recently, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Look, folks, I'm a lifelong strategist. That's what I really am. And that's probably the one gift I have is I'm always telling people, if you can just share with me a bit of your vision, a bit of your dream or your passion, what it is you want to do or be or achieve, and that's for you, your company, or your government agency, then I can help you put forward the plan as to how to get there. I can show you the process by which you get from zero to, you know, 150,000 employees or in any process in between. And that's not just in the business world. That's in the medical world and health world. I have a wide background in government operations and government programs, as well as business education, even mental health. I come from that background, and that's why people see me as a strategist in when you talk about charting their futures, whether as an organization, as an individual, or as a nonprofit. So that's really Sam.
Sam, man, that's why you you make a wonderful president. Being gifted in a lot of areas, you're able to really see and create visions for people, and they need that. So, man, we're really thankful for you to be president.
Thank you for all that. I appreciate that.
Now, Ambril Shanks, I know there's a lot about Ambril Shanks being a 100 Black woman and now the executive director of the Center for Entrepreneurial Development. Who is Ambril Shanks, though?
Builder of 1,000 businesses.
Party time. Party time business, huh?
Well, that's not the only
one. Yeah, yeah. They say they call me the Jamaican woman, huh? I got all these jobs. So, yeah, thank you, Carl. So, yes, being the chairperson for the Center for Entrepreneur Development certainly keeps me busy in working with businesses and young adults. And like you said, I'm one of the past presidents of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Silicon Valley chapter. I'm a new realtor. I passed my test. Thank you very much.
Wow, and congratulations.
Also, MLO, a mortgage loan officer. So all that ties in with the center's mission on helping entrepreneur business people and now people to go to home ownership. And all of that with everything I do as a leader in the community.
Man, that's good. Now, Ambro, you didn't say too much about your business party time, but I know you are a small business person too.
Yes. So I am the owner of Party Time Machine Rentals. So I rent margarita machines, popcorn machines, cotton candy machines, soft serve machines. So it's an area that not many people are in. And I have several commercial accounts with convention centers, and I do mom and pops and churches, church events. And so my website is www.partytimemachines.com if you're interested in me serving your party.
Well, you know, we have a lot of listeners, and I would think that corporate people would love to engage you and bring you to party time and have some fun at their businesses. Sam, you're really doing a lot of things with the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce, and you're doing the Inclusivity Yes. Project and stuff Yes. like that. And you've come out with some new stuff. So share with the listeners what you have that is new. And I'll talk to you about getting partnership, because people want to know how to reach you. Tell them mm-hmm. first how to reach you, Sam, and then tell okay. them about your programs in case they can't listen to the whole show.
No problem at all. You can reach me at president@blackchamber.com. It's really just that simple. president@blackchamber.com. Can't be any simpler than that. Maybe P word. That sort of thing. But you can also reach me directly through the main number at the Black Chamber. And that's 408-288-8806. That's the main number there at the Black Chamber. And you can, obviously, you can find me on LinkedIn, Samuel Washington. You can find me there as well. And on Facebook at the Black Chamber of Commerce, the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. I'm certainly out there. And the number one thing that I want to make sure that people know is that we have the Business Accelerator Program. And we started that program in partnership with the SBA, the Small Business Administration, which is this region is led by our dear friend Chris Horton, a great friend, just a wonderful person, and the Inclusivity Project, which is obviously run by some gentleman named Carl Davis Jr. We started the Business Accelerator Program. It is, again, a free program. All you have to do is sign up on the website. Go to www.blackchamber.com. You'll obviously find my contact information there. You can sign up with the Business Accelerator Program. This year, we have worked with in the course of the program, we've now worked with probably 120 supporters, applicants who have literally started from scratch. There are some great businesses, some mid-sized businesses who have joined the program for support, for assistance. But we work with people who are right at the bottom of their lives, just trying to get started. I remember one person telling me, "Well, I have a prison record. I have experience. I got a criminal record. All those things, and mm-hmm. that keeps you from having or starting a business. For what reason? Literally, people come up with excuses why they don't pursue their dreams of being business owners. I mean, don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. I say this all the time. If you like working for the man or working mm-hmm. for the woman, mm-hmm. whether it's your husband or wife, that's fine. Or a big corporation, it's okay. That's great. But if you see yourself doing your own thing, driving your own business, driving your own program, owning your own restaurant, shoe store, company, record firm, trucking firm, your own tech firm, you start, mm-hmm. you're literally starting from scratch, come to the chamber, join the Business Accelerator Program. Again, it's free, and we actually help people get started. One of our graduates, actually, who just came out of that program, she got a $2 million contract almost immediately.
Wow.
I love talking about that. She's a great member, great presenter. And so we're saying to you, we're not just interested in talking to you about doing business. And we hope that you figure it out. As I said, I'm a strategist. And our consultants have the same approach. They're strategists whose goal is to help you, get into business in your field, in your area of expertise. so that, that you have the Black Chamber backing you up. And yes, we're Black, but we have members and supporters and folks in our programs who have a wide range of ethnic and social backgrounds. So you don't have to feel bad about, well, I'm not Black, you can't help me. Yes, we can. If you're interested in building a business, starting from scratch, join the chamber or just join our accelerator program. It's free and you don't even have to be a member. We'd like you to become one. We do. But if you're just starting from scratch, come on in. That's the number one thing. Wow. So think that one through.
Wow. We like that, Sam. When you speak of membership, you know, Ambrose are part of making members, you know, getting those members in there. Ambrose, you got a minute you want to say something about the members?
Sure. We have several programs, a membership training program, business training program, and a program for youth. And so our membership training program has been very successful in members that log on, and we do training and have speakers and videos. Some of the topics that we've covered has been banking and being credit worthy when you go to the bank, tax formation, being prepared, new business laws for the 2024 year, government contracting, which is another big one, social media and time management, which all of our members have said they need to be guidance in this area.
Man. So,
yeah.
That's so good. I love what you're talking about, Ambro, but we're just going to leave it right there. We got to take a little break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to California Business Connections. Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connection. We have on the line today, we got Samuel Washington, the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. I know him by Sam Washington, and some people can call him Sam who know him, and Ambrose Shanks.
He prefers to be known as Your Majesty, but fine.
Ambrose, the executive director of the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development. You know, but you've shared some really exciting things. I want to make sure people know how to reach you. Ambrose and Sam, how can people reach the chamber?
info@blackchamber.com. You can also reach us at 408-288-8806. If you want to reach me personally, it's Aimbrell, AIMBRELL, at blackchamber.com.
Yeah, you were saying something about a new program, Amble, that you wanted to introduce, and then Sam was really fired up about it. Well, what is that program?
We have a program called BY, Building Young Entrepreneurs, and I like for Sam to speak on it because it's in development and it's moving pretty fast. It is exciting. So, Sam, would you please tell the audience about our BY program?
Happily. All right, so great news is, folks, that one of the things I thought about and this is following some guy named Paul Davis Jr.'s vision. he was telling me one time about the direction of our youth, the direction of young people in America in general, but also here in Northern California, Oakland, and here in San Jose and places like that. And one of the early initiatives that we decided to kick off was what we now call the BY program. And that's Building Young Entrepreneurs. You know, it's BYE, as our vice president says. and the idea is to, as young as possible, start training young people, starting at early childhood ages to think in terms of business. We had a program called the BYE program, the Bay Area Black Youth Program, and the technology experience. And so the idea was that we would invite young people down to the age of 5 to come and present ideas for businesses. Sometimes they would literally bring their actual inventions. And again, it wasn't just Black kids. It was white kids. It was Asian, Indian, from India, Latino young children. They would literally bring inventions. One family brought a robotic solution that was amazing. Wow. But this 6-year-old girl, she had like a small technical solution that was business quality. And she was 6.
Wow.
And so We are seeing increasingly young people come up with new ideas, but they don't have any forum to share or to explain or to, you know, investors or anything like that to talk to. Well, the idea behind the BY program is to be able to give that access to young people, is to give not access, but to give them ideas. And that, from the Center for Entrepreneurial Development, is to drive them into that field where they can see the future as business starters, as business owners, as concept builders behind ideas and things that won't just sort of make them, you know, a small shop or a small organization, but may one day lead to them becoming billionaire entrepreneurs, billionaire business owners. Those things are happening every day, and we're not seeing it much in the minority community, Black community, or any other community, because we are not focusing on kids. We have trained people to be employees. And again, that's not a bad thing if that's what they want to be. But as I say all the time, you know, here at the Chamber and the Center, our goal is to drive people's visions for the future so that they build companies, that they become builders of you know, captains and commanders and queens of industry. That's the idea, that to start with them young, teaching them how to drive a business for themselves, how to start a business, how to structure a business, how to put order and organization into a business, and also how to, you know, what manufacturing and that process looks like, you know, what the process of going from concept to design to development to delivery and to support a business, what that looks like. Also, you know, there's that background stuff about, you know, office management and taxes and all of those things that even adults don't know well. That's the idea behind the BY program. And what we want to do, hopefully that website will be fully online by the middle of this month, by the middle of February. Mm. It will be fully online, and some examples you will be given on the site, you can look at on the site, is people who are your age, you know, who are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 21, 22, who are starting businesses on their own. That's what we want to help young people do, so that they see people who look like them starting early. Not, you know, I mean, look, I'm an adult, shall we say, and people are used to me seeing me in business. What they're not used to seeing is young people who start and build businesses. They don't even think it's possible. The BY program is intended, you know, led by Amberl and the team. That program is intended to show young people as developers, as entrepreneurs, as, you know, business leaders, most definitely.
Wow, Nance. Go ahead, Amberl.
So, Sam, can you talk about the space program?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So let's talk about the other new thing we're doing. And that is this summer, we are starting a program called the Space Industry Business Jam. It's a new idea that we have engineered in partnership with the Space Commerce Institute and the Space Foundation. And they're out of Colorado Springs. We are inviting all of the companies that drive technology in the space industry and that drive the building of the space industry to a conference here in San Jose, here in Silicon Valley. It really is dedicated to the entire Bay Area. There was a time when you talked about NASA, or when you talked about space exploration, NASA Ames, for example, had a big presence as they did R&D, you know, research and development into the space industry, ships and planes and missiles and advanced, you know, space exploration technology. Well, actually, getting a rocket and a ship into space, getting that the space stations settled and all those kinds of things doesn't just involve fuel and rockets. It involves things like clothing. It involves breathing systems. It involves mechanical air systems and things like that, exercise systems, all of that. And of course, food. All the things that go into putting a rocket in space or putting a ship into space or going to the moon, going to Mars. It involves all kinds of things that people do every day. What do you do every day? Well, if you're doing that here on Earth, you're going to need to do that in space. And so here's the thing. The idea behind the Space Industry Business Jam is to bring companies sort of out of the dark and out of the mist into the present day and reintroduce that industry to Silicon Valley. That's our whole game plan, so that contractors, integrators, large and small companies that do everything from food preparation and storage to clothing wear, shoes and specialized socks and undergarments, and all of those things that transportation vehicles, mobile and remote vehicles, those kinds of things, sensors of every kind in terms of health components and medicine things, back into the space industry on an aggressive level, because all of that's needed. Yes, we also need accountants and people who track the money and lawyers and all of that. So it's an entire industry that has opportunities that are just wide ranging. But here's the thing. What people don't know is that it isn't just the U.S. government that's investing billions, but other countries, China, India, the European Space Agency, they're all investing literally billions of dollars into space exploration and into the building habitation centers and programs. And some of that, some little bit of that is happening in isolated spaces here in California, Johnson Space Flight Center, center out of Southern California. There are a range of those centers, and of course here at NASA Ames, not just in space at Cape Canaveral, but the whole catch-all is the opportunities are there. We intend to bring that here to Silicon Valley this August, and so please feel free to reach out to us, as we are from the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. We are bringing those opportunities front and center here in the Bay.
Well, you're going to need money for that, Sam. So if people want to sponsor it or whatever, or partner with you, it's coming in August. Do you have a date, yes, or you just have a roundabout?
We're currently looking at the second weekend in August. Mm-hmm. We've just begun actually putting out introductory videos and communications here in Silicon Valley, here in the San Jose and the Nine County region. We've just begun that process of really rounding up the chambers of commerce and reaching out to city and county officials, making sure that moves. And we're also engaging some of the integrators. We started this process about 6 months ago. So we've kind of begun to congeal and to pull it together, where we are looking to move forward.
Space industry business jam, huh?
Yes. We decided that Space Jam was taken.
Well, man, I
couldn't use that.
I love what you're doing, Sam, as long as you're training and having access to business knowledge and wisdom that you guys provide, and access to capital. That's obviously the money you're going to need.
Yes.
And then the access to customers, clients, and contracts. Man, the chamber's doing a lot, and we're the chamber's in good hands, Sam. So
thanks.
When you took it over, Sam, you're driving a new vision. Well, we're out of time right now, but we want to thank our guest today, Mr. Samuel Washington from the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and Ms. Amber Shanks. She has her personal business and Party Time, and she's the executive director at the Center for Entrepreneurial Development. You can hear this show again via podcast from our local Black Chamber of Commerce. Go to blackchamber.com. Click on resources, then communications, and you can hear any of our podcasts. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected, California Business Connections.